Okay, so let's start again. Okay, so the Reb Chaim's quote, Hilchos Milah, Perek Beis Halacha Hei. So the kasha in the Rambam is Kesef Mishnas kasha. The Rambam says, Parah Duma Yedumi, you're subject to Milah, until it's not safer. He says, even though it's Kekachi Berek Abayas. So the question remains, even though Kekachi Berek Abayas is also subject to Milah. So what's even though? So Reb Chaim cites the Gemara Menachos. That says chatas he, that dafke kodem sreifa mala, but not lacha. Now Taisus asks a question. Taisus says, "What do you have to have the miut of he?" Taisus says that there's no reason. Of course, it's nasus mitzvasa, because it's nasus mitzvasa, right? Yeah. It's nasus safer, and any time it's nasus anytime it's nasus mitzvah, so like permanent srafim sirenas anas srafim, so there's no mila. So Taisva answers simply because over here the difference is a big difference between the afer over there and the afer over here. The afer by permanent srafim sirenas srafim, so over there was nasus mitzvah, which is srafa, and the afer is nothing. The afer is worthless. So it's just what remains after Nasus Mitzvasa. So that has no kedusha. So there's no mila. But over here, the whole purpose of the para is to create afer that is supposed to be used for tahara, to be mitahar, to be masa hazal. So of course. So over here, it's definitely subject to mila. That's Taisa's answer. And on the surface, Taisa's answer would seem to be unassailable. I mean, that's a perfect answer. There's no comparison between these two cases. Okay. So Reb Chaim doesn't like the answer. At least the superficial understanding of Taisa's on the surface. He's not happy with it. Why is he not happy with it? Because it would seem, that was a question raised, it would seem that Taisa's is right, that over here, the whole concept over here, the whole purpose of the paradum was to create the efer. Now the efer is not nasus mitzvaso, so if you can't compare that to efer, that just is the remains of a what remains after nasus mitzvaso. Okay. So what we said is like this: that there are two ways to construe the efer para. One way to construe efer para is that the para is so to speak. Transformed into the mitzvah is to take the parah, transform it into afer, and then use the afer. If that's the case, then Taisus is right. Now, Chaim doesn't learn that way. What he learns is that the afer parah is a whole new phenomenon. In other words, the mitzvah sreifas parah is like every other, because it's chatas, is like every other carbon. So there's a mitzvah sreifa. And the halacha that the afer is metaher is a separate, completely separate institution. That the separate system of halacha that says that afer that remains, that's a result of the maisa sreifa sapara, is a metaher. That's a new thing, completely new system. So that's what it's contingent on. That's the chakira here, and the underlying chakira in the Reb Chaim. What is the halacha of, how does Efer Parah work? Does it work because the mitzvah is to take the Parah and transform somehow the Parah into a Chefzah Shel Efer, which is a Matayar? That's the way you learn the Taisus on the surface. Baruch Chaim does not tolerate that idea because it's not smooth and it's not in line with the concept of Chatas. So therefore, since it says Chatas, it means it should work like every other carbon. And therefore, Reb Chaim's intuitive mind told him that the real pshat in Efer Parah Zemetahir is that the halacha is do the mitzvah srefa. And then there's a separate halacha, what remains after mitzvah srefa, which is the Efer. That is a chefza, which is a matar. But that's a whole new institution of the chefza being a matar. So therefore, Reb Chaim says, Taisus didn't answer the question. Because in terms of srefa sapar, it is nasus mitzvah. And the Efer, it's true, the Efer is used for to be matayar, but that's a whole new system based on a system of tahara that which remains can be used for Tarva. What does that have to do with Nasas Mitzvasa? Still is Nasas Mitzvasa. So then Rav Chaim answers the question on Taisus. So he says like this. You see, to try to put it briefly, okay? Briefly, what he says is like this. What I'm trying to do is to give a conceptual approach to Rav Chaim. So the problem is that now the Afer is disconnected from the Para completely, because it's not a transmutation of the Para into Afer. It's Reifas HaParas Nasas Mitzvasan. Now you have a new thing, Afer, which happens to exist there. Now that's a Matar. So there's no connection between the Afer Para and the Para. If there's no connection between the two, so it's Nasas Mitzvasan, and there can't be any Mila anymore, because it's Nasas Mitzvasan. So Rav Chaim says, that's true in the framework of mitzvahs, which is in the framework of the mitzvos, or the halacha hilchos parah, the mitzvos shenasim b'parah. And in that framework, there's no, it's two separate systems, there's no connection. But there's another framework, a kedushas bedek habayis, which means simply that this belongs to Hekdesh. Okay? So since it belongs to Hekdesh, so under that framework, there is a continuity between the para and between the Afer para, because just like in bilus, if a person is a bilum on something, so when you take it and you burn it, you char it, you change it, it has no effect on the bilus still remains. So in terms of hilchos amirasam legavarkim sirasal lehedya, that the mamon gavoa shibla, the mamon gavoa in the mamon hegdish, in terms of mamon hegdish, there is no break in the continuity of the entities. So therefore, it's the Afer para is the same thing as the para. So therefore, I would say that it's yesh bo meila. That's exactly what Chaim is saying. Because the problem is, what's the connection between the two? So Rav Chaim breaks it out that there's two systems here. In terms of the system of Asiyas HaMitzvos, there's no connection. The Afer Par is a completely different thing. It just emerges. It's like a Panam Chadasha. So it emerges from nowhere, and the Torah says that this thing is to be utilized for Tahara, for Hazar. But not from nowhere, I'm just exaggerating. But there's no connection. But in terms of the other system of Berek Abayis, the system of Mamon Hegdish, in terms of that system, there's a perfect continuity, because nothing is effectuated by the fact that the par was Nisraf. It's still the same Mamon Gavoa, still the same Cheftzah Shel Mamon Gavoa. So since it's still the same Cheftzah Shel Mamon Gavoa, so it's Yesh Bo Mila. Okay? That's Rav Chaim's answer. Now he takes that concept and he says, and with this you can explain the Rama. Okay? Since that's true that there's a continuity, and therefore in the framework of Berek Abayis, in the framework of Dinim Mamonis, it's all one. So therefore the halacha is that it's subject to Mila. Correct? Subject to Mila. So it's subject to Mila. And that's what the Rama means. So you need the Gzeres HaKosev, Chatos Hi, to tell you that the Kedushas Domim, the Kedushas Hakdush Domim, the Kedushas Mamon, the Kedushas Mamon, because Kedushas Domim sometimes means Mizbeach, the Kedushas Mamon Shabbah, the Kedushas Berek Abayis, only in this case it's unique. It's limited, and it only exists in the Cheftza Shel Parah. But the moment the Cheftza Shel Parah is gone, the Kedushas Berek Abayis is also gone. So over here you have a unique situation where the Bilus is limited to this intrinsic Cheftza, which is a Cheftza Shel Parah. And that's the Gzeres HaKosev, Chatas Hi, that as long, when is the Kedushas Berek Abayis in existence? As long as what? As long as the Shem Parah, the identity of the Parah, of the Chatas, is in existence. But once it changes identity, then it's gone. Okay, it's not Nitfas anymore. It can only, it's as if like the Berek Abayis Hegdish only owns this identity. That's the Gzeres HaKosher. So as soon as the identity's gone, so then there's no more Hekdish, and therefore there's no more Me'ilah. Okay? All right. And this way Reb Chaim answers the Rambam. Okay, answers the Rambam. But there is now the question is, what is his, where does he proceed from here? And the next paragraph is very difficult. The next paragraph, on the surface, it looks like he's just repeating himself again. I mean, and saying the same thing again, different words, but not really adding anything substantially new. You see? Okay. Yeah. And one, just let me round up a little more. In other words, he's saying that's what Tosfos is saying, basically. Tosfos is saying that in the framework of what? Of Bedek HaBayis, in the framework of Bedek HaBayis, it's still the same Hegdish, and it still has an objective, the Afer. The Afer is a Matayar. So therefore, since the Afer has an objective, it's subject to Me'ilah. It's not nothing. It's subject to Me'ilah. Because it has a value in terms of being used to be mazah, to be matayah, okay, in the azor, okay, yes. What he's saying in the next part, v'hineh bemis nira, it's almost you can't understand the previous part unless you have that concept that there's two ideas that's there's nasas mitzvah, there's hukdish l'mitzvah, so. And that's why, as we said before, there's no relationship between the par and between the Afer. Because in terms of the Hukdish L'Mitzvah, Mitzvah was Nasus already. And now the Afer emerged. So there's no connection, right? But in terms of Bedek HaBayis, the Loach Peslan Klal, why? Because because there's no, it's Aloch of Bailas, like we said. It seems like there's redundancy. No need to say what he says. On the surface, it seems there's no need to say what he's saying. You don't know why he's going on here. Okay. Go ahead. The next piece is also difficult. So what does he bring? It would seem that Tosfos, so Tosfos asks the question, he says, how could the Gemara say that what? That Kachem is Be'ach Shemesu Yotzimidei Milo, but Kachem Bedek HaBayis is not, because Kachem Bedek HaBayis is like an Ashba. So he quotes Tosfos. Tosfos asks the question, you can't compare it to Ashba. Why? Because an Ashba is subject to Hamada and Aroch. And this is not. So the Tirtu, Adasi Kamanda Makacha Bedek HaBayis Ein Tzarech Hamada V'Arocha, right? Achein Tzarech Hin Ala Rambam, so now he goes back to the Rambam, he said, Rambam Paskins, the Perakei Melcha Serchen, that Kacha Bedek HaBayis Tzarech Hin Hamada V'Arocha, so you can't give Tosfos Teretz, right? And, right, I mean, come on, 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 Mashma the Kachem Bedek HaBayis is Bud Demil. Af Lach Shemesu. But Tzarech Tam Lama. I mean, what I would say you should, the reverse is true. What is Tosfos talking about? Difficulty isn't on the Rambam. Difficulty isn't Tosfos. Right? It should be just the opposite. What does he want here? Reb Chaim. I mean, Tzarech Tam Lama. On the contrary, he needed Tam for what was bothering Tosfos, not a Tam in the Rambam. Okay. And then what's his answer? Elavade mishum derak kachim is beach shekedushasim l'mitzvasan lahachi kishamesu l'chazin su l'mitzvasan. Good. So we're basically up to Hashem l'fizeh. But all of the, up to Hashem l'fizeh, hare mis yashevis kushas ateisvus yehikshu. Up to that point in the Reb Chaim, it seems like he's just repeating himself, and you don't know what he's going for. What's his objective here? Yeah. But you have to, there's one thing, you have to go back now to after the first paragraph, and you have to bring out one point here. Okay, what is the point? You see, what he's doing here is he answered the Rambam, but he's not satisfied with simply giving an answer for the Rambam. He's going to bring the Rambam into great precision and thought, you see. And there's one thing that's lingering after the first paragraph. What's lingering after the first? Is there something that's lingering there after the first paragraph? What is lingering? You know what it is?
What are you talking
about? See, what's lingering in the Reb Chaim after the first paragraph is one thing. The Tosfos. Why? Because Tosfos stated that why is the Me'ilah and the Afer? What did they say? Because it's still Omer L'Mitzvasa. That's what he's That's what concerns Rav Chaim. You see? Do you have to say that? In other words, Taisvis seems to feel that the reason why, he explained, you see what he did? His question, Taisvis says that Taisvis had the problem ready. What was Taisvis' problem? Taisvis' problem was that we didn't exist kasafor because it's nasis mitzvasa. So Taisvis answered that no, it's not nasis mitzvasa, right? So Reb Chaim attacked it based on the concept of asiyas mitzvahs bar. And then he retrieved it, he brought it back, because he said, if you think of the framework of Bailus, so then there's a continuity, right? Yeah, but there's one thing lingering, and that is that Taisvis was explicit. Taisvis made a definite statement, and he said that what's the reason why there is Me'ilah and the Efer? The reason is because it's not Nasas Mitzvasa yet. Okay? Do you follow? This is what Reb Chaim is concerned about. Is that really true? I mean, is that the reason why there's Me'ila? Because the Efer is Omeid L'Hazor? That's what Taisvis says. Right? Is that correct? You see? So Taisvis says, Mishum de'en loch davashem yisav al-hocha akati lo is'avid. Ratzalam mishum dikra la'zor kaimah. So therefore Taisvis is being tola. The fact that it's subject to Me'ila is being tola in what? In the fact that it's Omeid L'Hazor. That is the whole next paragraph. That's what he's concerned about. Okay? So first he gives you the Hine Be'emes Nira. What he gives you is a straight theoretical understanding. I mean, this is a clarification, you see, that the concept of the of Nasas Mitzvasa is appropriate for the case of where it's Kachim Mizbeach, okay, but not for the case of a Kachim. I mean, that's a general introductory statement. That concept, and it's true. That concept was, you'd know from before, but he's just highlighting it. That's the major idea that he's going to analyze here. Okay. But now, what does he bring from the Kachim Shemesu? You see. What does he bring from the Kachim Shemesu case? The case in Tamor, Mila. The case in Mila. Okay, what is he bringing from there? You see. What he sees in Taisvis is that Taisvis maintains that even in Koche Berek HaBayis, if the thing has no use, then it's not subject to Me'ila. Because that's what Taisvis seems to be saying. That the reason why the Efer is subject to Me'ila is because the Efer has a use. You follow? Okay. And therefore, you see, and that's why the direct case to bring in now is Kachim Shemesu. Okay? It's Kachim Shemesu. Because Kachim Shemesu, if it's Kachim, is Be'ach Shemesu, so you understand, it's Nasas Mitzvasa. But what about Kachim Berek HaBayis Shemesu? That's a perfect case. Where you have Kachim Berek HaBayis, there's Mesu, and here there's no Hazor, right? Here there's no Hazor at all. So it's basically worthless. Okay? So it shouldn't have any existence in the framework of Hegdish, and it shouldn't be subject to Mila. Right? That's why he goes to that case. That's a perfect case. Okay? But you'll tell me, so you'll tell me, but it does have a value. It's not like Efer has no value. It does have a value. Correct? That's why it brings in the Taisvis. Because you see, Taisvis thought the same way over there as he's thinking in the case of Efer. Just, and the Taisvis Lishitasa, exact same way. That Taisvis in Efer thinks that there wouldn't be any Me'ilah if the thing didn't have any objective, didn't have any purpose. And why is there Me'ilah? Because it is Omei Fazor. So you see, if your deduction from Taisvis is that if the thing, even though it's Kachim Berek HaBayis, but if it has no use, then it's not subject to Me'ilah. So he shows you that Taisvis follows the exact same reasoning in the case of Kachim Berek HaBayis Shemesu. Right? Over there, so then again. So, but Tosfos deals with it appropriately, logically, from his standpoint. Because Tosfos says that it would depend on whether you could do Padiya. Because if you can do Padiya, then it has a function for Hekdash. Because it brings money into Hekdash. So you can't say it has no function for Berakah Bayis. It's subject to Padiya. But once you take away Padiya, now it has no function anymore. So what would Tosfos think in such a case? So he shows you exactly what Tosfos thinks. Tosfos thinks in such a case it's no good. There's no milah. There's no milah anymore. You see? That's why Tosfos says you must say that's going according to the Mandamar. That ain't Srichen Harachav Amada, so you can do Padiya without the Harachan Amada. So now it can exist in the framework of Hegdish. Why? Because it has a function. It's a something. It has a Shavis, it can bring money into Hegdish. So it exists. So then you can equate it to Eifa. You see? He's showing you that Tosfos is Lishitasa. You see, Tosfos' thinking is in line. So he says, but the Rambam doesn't hold that way. You see, the Rambam himself does not maintain that way, because he paskins that you don't need Harach and Hamada. So according to him, the Kotcha Berakah Bayis Shemesu are nothing. No Shavius, no nothing. There's no Afer over there, there's no Azor, there's no Padilla. It's nothing. So why? So that's why he says Vetzorach Tam. He says, so according to the Rambam, we have to have a reason why it's still Hegdish. If it's not, it can't bring any money into Hegdish. Has no Shavius for Hegdish. Has no function for Hegdish. So now the question is, if it has no function for Hegdish, you see, but over here, the way he puts it, the way he goes is perfect. Because what he's doing is he's going away from the case of Afer, okay? And he's going into the case of Kochim Shemesu, where now let's talk, we don't have any complication with the Maisa Mitzvah of Azor. See, now we have Kochei Berakah Bayis in their true form as Shavius and Mama. Okay? And Tosfos established a very simple principle that as Shavius and Mamon, if it has Shavius, then it's good. And if it doesn't, so then it's no good. And then there shouldn't be any Mila, right? So he says, but if you look carefully at the Rambam, and Tosfos is saying, very good, on the surface, Tosfos far is good, that if it has no Shavius, so then what is it? Why should it be Kotcha Berakah Bayis? I mean, he says, if you analyze Tosfos from this case, from the other case, Tosfos can't really prove his point. And Tosfos' point, you can argue with. But he says, but from this case, he goes to this case, because it's a beautiful case for what he needs. You see, from this case, Tosfos' point is a good argument. Why? Because the argument is that Kotcha Berakah Bayis, after all, is a din mamon. And if it has no Shavius anymore, Hegdish can't get anything out of it. So it has no Shavius for Hegdish, so really, why should it belong to Hegdish? Why should it have Mila? Why should it be subject to Mila? See, and he says, and that's a question you have to answer. Logically, you have to answer it. But the Rambam's going to have to answer that question, because the Rambam doesn't agree with Tosfos in his premises. Namely, that it's subject to Padiya. And yet he holds, if you medayik in the Rambam carefully, he says only Kotchei Mizbeach Shemesu is Yatzu Medei Mila. The implication is Kotchei Berakah Bayis is not Yatzu Medei Mila. So by way of inference from the Rambam, you can see the Rambam disagree with Tosfos. He says, now the Rambam, we have to explain the Rambam. Why does the Rambam hold that it's subject to Mila? On the surface, Tosfos would seem, if you'd ask an ordinary person on the surface, he'd agree with Tosfos. Because they say it's Kotchei Berakah Bayis has to be Shavius, Mamon, there's nothing here. So why should it really be Kotchei Berakah Bayis? So what does he answer? So he says, now you're forced to answer the Rambam over there. So you're forced to answer that Rambam. Okay? And what's the answer? What's the answer in the Rambam? There's only one possible logical answer. The only answer that you could say in the Rambam is that Me'ila has to do simply with the Kedushas Bailus of Hegdish in abstract, and not because the thing that Hegdish owns has a certain function, you understand, for Hegdish. But simply in abstract, the fact that Hegdish has a kinyan on it, and it's a kinyan like any other kinyan. So the Me'ila is to be Moel in kinyan Hegdish. You follow? So therefore, the Rambam is forced into that. From the other Rambam, you could see that the Rambam is, and there you would disagree with Tosfos. Tosfos would maintain, no, that if it has no shavyas, so there's no me'ilah, because what is its existence in Hegdash? What framework does it exist in Hegdash? And the Rambam says, no, the moment it has the Shem Bailas, the me'ilah is in the Shem Bailas of Hegdash. And therefore it doesn't have to have any function anymore, because the whole concept of function does not apply to Kutche Berek HaBayis. Okay? Do you follow? Doesn't matter. It has shavyas. Because it's what, the only thing is that you can't do pedi on it.
They can't realize
the objective of the thing. It's a dead animal.
They can't do anything with it.
What do you mean? If somebody has an animal that dies, you can go and take it. Can't take it. It has bylaws. But it has no.
So it's not simply
but if somebody
has an animal that dies,
they can use it.
Yeah, I know, but Taisha is saying Kutche Berek HaBayis has to be transferable into mammon. And if they can't do hamara and aracha, so then there's no they have no need for it. It's nothing. After it's a pain, they have to get rid of it. So it has no value. So Taisvis maintains that in order to be Kutche Berek HaBayis, to maintain its status, it has to have some kind of a shavus. And the Rambam, you can't say that. The Rambam, you have to say simply, it's a din bailus shabbah. And me'ilah is simply in the abstract din bailus. Me'ilah means, what are you moil in? You're being moil in the shem bailus of Hekdash. So as long as I can show you a shem bailus, there's me'ilah. And Taisvis disagrees. Taisvis maintains that there can't be any din bailus in Hekdash. It can't have any kedushas berek habayis if it's not an entity that functions for berek habayis. If it has no functional use for berek habayis, then it can't exist. It can't have any kedusha. That's why Taisvis really shitas us. Same thing with the Efer. That if the Efer had no use, you see, no further use for the Efer, so then we would say, even though it's Kutche Berek HaBayis, it's nothing. But only because there's a further use. You see, that's the whole second piece of the Reb Chaim. Like I said, you could see, he's going on that last thing that's unresolved. Okay, and with the resolution of that, the whole Rambam takes on a whole new appearance. But he goes step by step. See? Okay. Taisvis Shita in short is one thing, that in order for Kedushas Berek HaBayis to be chal, to exist, I should say, you must have some kind of a function. In the case of Efer, has a function because it's Omer Lazar. In the case of Kutcher Shemesu, it has a function because Hamadar subject Hamadar Aracha could bring money into Hekdash, so it's subject to Padiyah, so it has a function. That's the same thing. That idea, like the Paraduma is Kedushas Berek HaBayis, because it's a hybrid, it's not a real carbon. Okay, that's a separate partial. What is it? Exactly. Now we're up to Asher Lefizeh. Okay?
Substance.
No, absolutely right. In Kedushas Berek HaBayis, it's called the Chafetz itself. And in Kedushas Mizbeach, it's only Kodesh L'Mitzvasa. That's correct. From Asher Lefizeh until Ha'omnam, it sounds like he's just saying the same thing again. But he is saying something new. And what he's saying new, he's saying in a funny way. He's saying, the Ein Hekdesh until Mitzvasa, lo shayach bu klal. You have to underline the klal. Din Nasis Mitzvasa, kemod lo shayach bu din Mesu. You see. What is he saying over here? And then he continues with the ha'omnam. You see? See, what he's doing here is like this. Let me see. I'm not so worried about getting the language. I really want to get his idea. Okay? The language is here. What he's saying is like this now. Now he's going back and he's saying as follows. He's saying that, let's go back to the Taisvis Shita by Efer. What is Taisvis saying by Efer? Taisvis saying by Efer that what? That you could do me'ilah in the Efer. Why? Why could you do me'ilah in the Efer? Well, because it has a purpose. Okay? Because it has a purpose. When you say because it has a purpose, you're really saying the same thing as what? You're saying that you're really saying Nasis Mitzvason, but in a different form. You see? Right? That's right. You see, you're saying it's really an object of Nasis Mitzvason, but it wasn't yet Nasis Mitzvason. You follow? And that's why you're saying it's subject to Me'ila. Okay? So what he's saying is that in Tosfos, now he's kind of going back on what Tosfos is saying before, and he's showing that here's the breach between the Rambam and Tosfos. That the Rambam's concept that the reason why there's Me'ila in the Afer is different. The Rambam, I said the Rambam is the Rambam. Then Tosfos. Because according to Tosfos, the reason why there's Me'ila in the Afer is why? Because the Afer still has an objective. Which means that what? That it's something, it's because of the din of Nasis Mitzvasan that it wasn't done yet, and that's why it's subject to Me'ila. In other words, Nasis Mitzvasan has two faces to it. If it's Nasis Mitzvasan, it's Paka'ah, and if it's Lone, and if it wasn't Nasis Mitzvasan, right? So then, it's subject to Me'ila. There's two sides to it. Nasis Mitzvasan is Afkar, and Lone Nasis Mitzvasan creates the Kedusha, right? So he's saying that, you see, Tosfos is going to maintains that when Tosfos says that the Afer is still the subject to Me'ila because it's still Omed LaHazor, what is Tosfos positing with that? He's positing with that there's a Din Nasis Mitzvasan in it, you see. But we just showed that there's no Din Nasis Mitzvasan. Correct? In what? In Berak HaBayis. So if there's no Din Nasis Mitzvasan in Berak HaBayis, so then there can't be a din that it's subject to Me'ila because it's Omer LaHazor. Because that's part and parcel of the same thing. So he says now, he says that from the Rambam, you see, there's no din klal of Nasis Mitzvasan. So no form of it is going to exist. It's not going to exist in the form where you do it, it's a hafkar, nor is it going to exist in the form where if you don't do it, it creates Me'ila. You follow? Okay? That's what he's saying. According to what he's saying now, it comes out that Tosfos was wrong in tying the Me'ila to, because then you're inferring that there's a Nasis Mitzvasan in Berak HaBayis. Okay? All right? Now he explains this from the Ha'omnom until Asher Lefizeh, until the next Asher Lefizeh. Okay? That's exactly what he explains. You see, what he explains is like this: that you have two cases. You have two cases that are really separate cases. Like, let's take Kochim Shemesu, Kochim Berak HaBayis Shemesu. Okay, so if you say Kochim Berak HaBayis Shemesu, no, I'm sorry, I take that back. Kochim Shemesu, Kochim Shemesu, Kochim is Beach Shemesu. Okay, Kochim is Beach Shemesu. If you take, let's say Kochim is Beach Shemesu. Okay, so it's Yotze Midei Me'ila. Okay, now let's take the case where it's Nasis Mitzvason, also Yotze Midei Me'ila, right? He says, but these are two different phenomena. In other words, in the case of Kochim is Beach Shemesu, why are they Yotze Midei Me'ila? Because there's nothing to create Me'ila. Do you follow what I'm saying? You see? What? Exactly. There's nothing to create Me'ila. Right? But if it's Nasis Mitzvason, there's no Me'ila because you fulfilled it. You fulfilled it. You see? That's why he says there are two different things. But then he says these two, Ochein, he says, that's just, two different dinim. Because in one case, he's saying there's no Me'ila. Why? Because in order to have Me'ila, you need an objective. And Kochim Shemesu, Kochim Mizbech Shemesu, there's no objective. So that's why there's no Me'ila. In the other case, he's saying there's no Me'ila. Why? Where is Nasis Mitzvason? Because the whole Kedusha was for this objective, and the objective took place. So now it's Mufka from Hekdush. Right? So he says those are two separate phenomena, two separate dinim. But he says, Ochein, he says, there's one time for them. You see? What? Ochein near the Mekom Kom Chat Taimah. See, what does it mean? He says, it's just two sides of the same coin. You see, it's true there's two different things, but it's just two sides of the same coin. Namely, that if it can't fulfill its objective, there's no Me'ila, because in order to be chayav a Me'ila, you need an objective. And if it's nasas mitzvasan, there's no meila because you fulfilled its objective and it's mufka from hekdesh. Okay? So he says, so there's a positive and a negative, so to speak. You see? The positive is when it's nasas mitzvasan, then it's mufka from hekdesh. The negative is that if you don't have an objective, you can't have meila. See, that's the whole point he's making over here. Okay? Do you follow? You see? So now, why does he go into all this? Because what is he trying to explain over here? What's bothering him, that last piece that he started off with, this that initiated this whole paragraph over here, was what? The Tosfos. Because the Tosfos is applying a reasoning in the case of the Efer to give it a din me'ila, which really is the other side of the coin of the concept of nasas mitzvasa. Do you follow? You see, he's just bringing it out logically, step by step. You see. So now you see he's saying that what Tosfos is doing would be wonderful if there's a concept of nasas mitzvasa. But if there's no concept of nasas mitzvasa, you can't say by the Efer the reason why there's me'ilos, because it's only la'azor, because that's the negative side of the positive concept of nasas mitzvasa. Okay, and if you want to see clearly the two sides, look at Kachim Shemesu. Compare Kachim Shemesu with Kachim Shenasas Mitzvasa. And the Kachim Shemesu is the negative side, because there's no Mila, because there's nothing to render me, create Mila, because it has no objective. Or the Nasas Mitzvasa, there's no Mila, because it's Mufka. But these are two sides of one coin, he says, logically. So now, what initiated the whole paragraph was the case of Efer according to Tosfos. So now you see that Tosfos is wrong. Because Tosfos is saying that what? Tosfos is saying that why is there Me'ila? Would there be Me'ila? In the case of the Efer par, where not for the Xeris or Kasev, so Tosfos is saying the reason is why? Because it has a further objective. Meaning to say that without an objective, there would not be any me'ila. That's like the case of the Kachim Shemesu. Right? But now we see, since it's two sides of one coin, if there's no halacha of nasis mitzvasa, there shouldn't be logically, the counterpart should not exist. So therefore you should really say that there should be me'ila in the Efer, even though it has no objective. Because you don't need an objective to create Me'ila, when you're dealing in the category of Bedek HaBayis. And what do you need? What do you need? All you need is Bailus. Okay? You follow? So that's what he says. Now that's Asher Lefizeh, you see? Hare Mishyasheves Kushas HaTosfos Shehikshu, the Lama Lon Miyuta Dechatasi, V'tepik Lon Debelav Hachi Ein Me'ila Ba'afra, Dare Kvar Nasis Mitzvasa, because Nasis Mitzvasa, why? The kivan the para kache berak abayasi. Im kain hare lo shayach bo klal hachdina de nasas mitzvasa. The gamba lav hach taimo de kaima lahazor. You see, which is the other counterpart of the nasas mitzvasa. Gam kain srichel muta de chata silo tzimu de meilo. The kol kache berak bayas mal mal olam af shayin aru lo klom. You see? You follow the order of his logic? Okay, so that's what he says. That's what he says. He says now let's go back to Tosfos, and Tosfos is maintaining that the reason why you need the Xeris HaKasav of Chatas He is because there would be Me'ilo. Why? Because the Efer is Omid LaHazor. Okay, but we see that that's only good if you're going to say that what, that there's a concept of Nasas Mitzvasa, and that would be the other side of the Nasas Mitzvasa. But since there's no such concept over there at all. Okay, so therefore what should happen? There should always be Mila. Why? Because Kache Berek HaBayis is a different kind of Kedusha, and it's not totally in objectives. So therefore there should always be Mila. So now you see Tosfos Kasha is answered very simply. Because Tosfos' question was originally that it's Nasis Mitzvasa. But there is no concept of not. But his whole question is because nasas mitzvasa. So he says, so therefore, why is it? Well, why does it still have kedusha, right? But yeah, but now the answer is very simple. We can answer the question straightforward, that there simply is no concept of nasas mitzvasa, and therefore the eifer, and therefore it never loses its kedusha because its kedusha is berek habayis. Okay, and very simply, that's why you need chatasi. Do you follow? So Taisvis, you don't need Taisvis' answer. You don't need Taisvis' answer anymore. Because Taisvis' answer was to say the reason why you need Xeris HaKosov is because it's subject to Me'ilah, because it's only Lahazor. That's the negative side of the concept of the concept of Mitzvah. But once you remove Mitzvah completely from the picture, right, so now what do we have? So you don't need. So now we have. What do we have if we remove it completely? We have a different type of heg, a different type of kedusha. The kedusha is totally in the chafta. So therefore, the question is no question. You don't need his answer. Okay, his answer is you don't need his answer. You don't need his question is answered. You don't need his answer because you don't need to in kache berek abayis. You don't need an objective to cause me'ilah, and you don't need his question. Because his question is that there's nasas mitzvasa, there's no nasas mitzvasa, and the kedusha is a different type of kedusha, it's intrinsic in the chafza, and the bilus of the chafza, and therefore there's no problem. Okay? You see? So it all started from that last piece in Taisvis, where Taisvis required, see where he maneuvered, Taisvis required, in order to introduce Me'ila, an objective. And he shows that's just the other side of the coin of Nasas Mitzvasa. And you see, the Rambam holds basically that there's no reason, and he proves it from the case of the Kachin Bedek Raish and Mesu, you don't need anything. He's clear as a bell in the Rambam that all you need is the Bilus in order to have Me'ilah. So the whole Taisvis, now we can answer the Rambam in a better way, in a cleaner way than he answered him originally in the first paragraph, you see? You can answer the Rambam, the question on the Rambam. I don't know. It says, Umuvene, he doesn't, because the Reb Chaim could not understand in Kache Berek HaBayis that an objective plays a role. And that's the reason why in Kache Berek HaBayis, the Reb Chaim disagrees, and also the Rambam disagrees with Taisvis, that the reason why there's Me'ilah in the Eifer is not because it's Omid Lazar at all. Because that concept is alien to Kache Berek HaBayis. You follow what I'm saying? Really, the Rambam was understood right. Move and hate gam divrei Rambam. Kivan the trade dini b now. So now the Rambam. Now let's go back to the Berek HaBayis issue. Okay, and after we remove the necessity to have an objective in order to create Mila. Okay, so now where do we stand? So now we simply have Kache Berek HaBayis. Is intrinsic kedusha, and it's subject to Mila, and the Eifer isn't going to help you, correct? Okay. So now he goes back to explain. Now he goes back to explain the Rambam. Okay. All right. You follow? Okay. He cleared it away from what it was before. You see, before it was like this: that the reason why you need Xeris HaKosov is because there's an objective there, and the objective creates Me'ila. So therefore, you have to have Xeris HaKosov. Now he says you don't need that anymore. It's not because there's an objective there that's why you have to have Xeris HaKosov. The reason why you need Xeris HaKosov is simply because of the nature of Kachet Berek HaBayis. It's very simple. The nature of Kachet Berek HaBayis is such that that type of kedusha is not going to go away. So therefore, in the Afer, it's going to still be subject to Me'ilah. Okay? So you get rid of that whole, you don't need that whole idea that it's Omid Lazar. There's no need for that. You don't need to support the Me'ilah. The Me'ilah is intrinsic. The way we had it before in the Rambam, the Me'ilah was supported by the fact that it's Omid Lazar. You don't need it anymore. That's like extra baggage. So you just get rid of that. The reason why the Me'ilah is there is because the nature of the Kinyan, of the Kedusha, which is the Kedusha's Berek HaBayis. Okay, so now it's all very clear and simple. Okay, now, yes, correct. Now the Rambam makes perfect sense. But now he goes back to the Rambam again, because there is still something more in the Rambam. Okay, now he goes back. He says, Umuvin heitev gam divrei Rambam. Kivan detrei dinei b'kedushasa, Okay, shame chatas shehu ikur dina de paraduma. The shame kedushas berek abayis. It's a hybrid paraduma. Umishum din berek abayis haloi etzarach lias bamila laolam. Va'ach the agzeres akos of the chatas ihu de bolarir the gam kedushas berek abayis sheba tluya bedin chatas. The whole Reb Chaim really comes to a climax over here. The whole purpose was to show that it's a different concept now in the Rambam and Chatasi. What does the Chatasi do? So Reb Chaim is showing you that now when we go back to the Rambam, it's a different chatasi, a different Xeris Kasim. Because let's just follow the way it went before. The way it went before, you had a para, which is Kedushas Berek Abayis, that had an objective. So of course there's Me'il in the para before it's Nasa Sefer. Now it's Nasa Sefer has another objective. So there's Me'il over here too. So why did Berek Abayis suddenly give up after when it became Afer? So because it would seem that there's continuity because it's Berek Abayis. So now it went from one objective, went to another objective. For some reason, Berek Abayis removed itself when it came to the second objective. So you can say that's Xeris Kasim. Xeris Kasim is that the Bilus over here is Nitfas and it's Tzuras Para. And that Tzura, you see. But the moment the Tzura is gone, now it's Tzuras Afer, so Berek Abayis simply moves out. Says that was the previous interpretation. But that's Xeris Kasim. Xeris Kasim, that's Xeris Kasim telling you. That's Xeris Kasim. It doesn't matter. Because, in other words, what you're saying in the first conception of what's going on, what you're saying is this para, okay, and then it moves into Afer, it had one objective, now it moves into another objective. All right, and since it's better bias is continuity, but suddenly there's a break, okay, and the Xeris Kasim says that the bias is only nitfas in the first surah, not in the second surah. That was the first pshat, okay. It's Xeris Kasim. You can't argue Xeris Kasim, but he says, but now we're not saying that because we're not saying that in the second surah there's an objective. So the second surah there's no objective. It's just Nasis Afer. But the Bilus, you see, the Bilus really should continue because once there's Bilus, so it should continue. Correct? And he says, but now what we're saying is like this, that what is the Iker in the Parah? In the Parah, then what's the Iker? The Chaloshem Chatas Shabbat. So he says, now we can say very simply that the Din Kedushas Berek Abayis is totally in the Shem Chatas. It's not a halacha in the Parah that the Berek Abayis owns the Parah. The halacha is the Iker of the Parah is the Shem Chatas Shabbat. So the Kedushas Berek Abayis of Mammon is only in the identity of what the essence of the thing is, which is Chatas. So the moment it's Nasis Afer, there's no bilus anymore because it just vanishes. You see? It's a different concept of chatasi. In the second, once he cleaned it up, you see, so now he shows you that the chatasi xeris akasav is a different concept. And what is the concept? The concept is that the bilus of the berek abayis requires a cheftza sheyesh bo chalei shem chatas. That's what it's tied to, because that's the essence of paraduma. That's why he says over here, the iker. He says, iker dina de paraduma is the shem chatas. So since that's its essential definition, what is beznev bailas in? Beznev bailas in the shem chatas. So beznev bailas in shem chatas, the moment it's nasa sefer, the bailas is paka. And the kedushas berek abayis is paka. That's chatasi. How do you know that? Chatasi. What is the Kedushas Berek Abayis? And the Shem Chatas. You see? That's, he says, this is the real concept of, in the Rambam, of the Xeris Akasav. But it took him a whole lengthy analysis to arrive at it. He could have answered the Rambam the first way too. See? But it's a different concept, Nechatasi. Then you'd have to say that there's two forms here, and for some reason, the Xeris Akasav the Gzeres HaKasuv says that the Kedusha only relates to this farm. Why? I don't know. But now it's clear why. Because the concept is there's no second form. There's no second form. There's no second form. There's no second form in the Eifer that's also subject to Mila because it has an objective. There's only one thing. There's a Chatos. But ordinarily, the Bilus keeps on going, never stops. That's if the Bilus was in the Poro, it would never stop. But if the Bilus is in the Shem Chatos Yavo, which is the Iker, so the moment the Shem Chatos is Paka, the Berek HaBayis is Paka also. How do you know that? Gzeres HaKasuv, Chatos. That's the way Rambam learns. So the Reb Chaim wants to show you that, you see Reb Chaim, not simply to answer the Rambam, but he pursued it to arrive at the true concept that the Rambam had in the Gzeres HaKasuv HaChatos. Amazing. When Reb Chaim is, I just want to show you, when Reb Chaim is saying, the one thing to watch we're on the Ha'omnam, Reuven is asking me, that he says, the Bekachin Shemesa Lorak Me'ilud Lespu, Hom Mikdash Kachin. Take a look at what he says before. A few lines before, he says, Elevada Mishim Rak Kachin is Be'ashek Vishas Lom Mitzvason, Lorak Shemesa Lo Chazin Sulim Mitzvason, Pokim Minaya Din Kachin Hashem V'lespu Mila. He is not contradicting what he said before. What he's saying is that over here, the reason why he wants to emphasize, the reason why there's no Me'ila is not because it was Paka Kedushasa, it's because there's no objective anymore. That's what he means by that Lashon. That's what he means. He means Halo Rak Me'ila Hu D'Lesbahu, because there's no objective. Ha Migdish Kachi, it's not Hafkos Kedusha. That's what he means by that. I just did one thing, that it's my opinion, but the Reb Chaim himself is very critical of the first Isis, Shita. Because over there he's saying the reason why it's subject to Mila is because it has an objective. You see. He's not so critical of the second Taisa. As a matter of fact, second Taisa he always needs an explanation. Because over there you're dealing in Dinim Mominus. So there it makes sense to say Shavius. Where's the Shavius? You see. So that he says in the contrary. That shows you the Rambam has to answer that's in the Chalishim and not in the actual functional Shavius. Because the second Taisa is dealing with functional Shavius. That, on the contrary, that needs an explanation. So that he shows you it's in the Chalashem of the Chafetz. The first Taisus he's critical of. Of course, to say that in Kachim is Be'ah, Kachim Berek HaBayis, that you need an objective to create Mila, that he doesn't buy that. All right, so basically what I wanted to add was the order of the Reb Chaim. That the order is first he answered it with the Taisus. And show the continuity of the concept of the Berek HaBayis and the Gzeres HaKasuv. But then the next thing he showed was that by taking up the case of Kachim Shemesu, Berek HaBayis, Kachim Berek HaBayis Shemesu, he showed the basic definition of the basic definition of Me'ila in Kachim Berek HaBayis. That it's totally in the, completely in the Bilus of the, and has nothing to do with anything else but the bilus of the kedusha of the mamon hegdish. It's simply the kedusha of mamon hegdish. That's it. And then the next piece is he removes the fact that the me'ila should be generated by the fact that it didn't fulfill its objective. He removes that. And once he does that, he shows, then he shows how now the Rambam finally appears in Chatasi, the Gzeres HaKasuv of Chatasi, the final concept in Chatasi, that the Tfisa's Berek HaBayis is only a Tfisa in the Shem Chatas, you see. I'm just showing the order of the way the Reb Chaim goes. Okay? But first he answered it, then he showed, but in the first answer, it comes out that there's a that there's two forms in the Kedusha of the Parah Duma. Then he shows the nature of the Kachay Berek. First, he just showed the continuity in these two forms. Then he showed the essence of the Kachay Berek HaBayis and the essence of Me'ila, which is totally, completely in the concept of the bailus of the Hegdish. And then he removed the fact the fact that the meila could be traced to the fact that it didn't fulfill its objective. Okay, once he accomplished that, you see, then he showed that you have to relearn the Xeris Akasav of Chatasa, and that it's a simple formula, that the Kacher Berakah Bayis is totally in the Chalashem Chatas of the Paraduma. Okay, just the order. Okay, all right. Okay, I mean, basically we said it, but I'm being asked to record it again. Okay, so if it sounds redundant, so maybe it is. But the thing is like this, that the that in other words, in the first formulation, after the first end of the paragraph of the Reb Chaim, so what he's saying is that the phenomenon of Paraduma really spills over. It continues into another form. The fact that it's Kedushas Berakah Bayis relates the two. Because in the Kedushas Berakah Bayis and Kedushas Mammon, so there's no difference which form. Forms, it all makes a difference in the Kiyum Mitzvasa. But in the Kedushas Berakah Bayis, it makes no difference which form. So now you have form A, which is the Kedusha that it's omed for Afer. Okay? And then form B, once it's Afer, so now it's only for Hazoya. Okay? Now, the Kedushas Berakah Bayis, if we didn't have any kind of a Xeris HaKasuv, so what we would say is that just like it exists in Form A, because it exists in Form A, it should exist in Form B as well. Because it has an objective. As long as it has an objective, so then it should continue to exist. So then you need a Xeris HaKasuv to say that for some reason the Din Momen is totally in the Tzuras HaChefetz of Par. Okay, and once the Tzuras HaChefetz of Par is gone, so then there's no, it's Hafkar. You see, it's Hafkar. Because really, the Par continues in terms of the Kedushas Berakah Bayis. What's going on here? In terms of Kedushas Berakah Bayis, so the Kedushas Berakah Bayis really continues straight through. Okay? And the Kedushas Berakah Bayis, according to that pshat, is totally in the fact that it's omed for some kind of a purpose. Okay? It's omed lazor, it's omed for srefa. Alright? The par initially is omed for srefa, now it's omed for azor. But that really is the essence of the of the Kedushas Berakah Bayis. Okay? And the fact that it's omed for Azor. The fact that it's omed for Serefer. So now you have, but Kedushas, in terms of Berakah Bayis, there's no unrelatedness because of the fact that it was Nasus Mitzvasa. Because in Berakah Bayis is one continuity. Okay? But now you're going to tell me this Xeris HaKasuv that breaks the continuity. Why does it break it? It's Xeris HaKasuv. Xeris HaKasuv says that as long as that the Heftzim, the Mammon, Hegdish, will only hold on to the Mammonis as long as it's Tzuras Para. You see, but once it's Tzuras Afer, then the Mammonis is Paka. The Mammonis is continued. Yeah, but why is that so? That's an arbitrary kind of a thing. But it's Xeris HaKasuv, so you can't argue on it. But now Reb Chaim is showing that it's a much more the concept. It's a much more abstract. I mean, uniform concept. The concept is much higher level in terms of its conceptual beauty, the way it's formulated. That the Kedushas Berakah Bayis really is tied simply to the Din Mominus. It's tied to Din Mominus. And ordinary, and it's never paka as long as there's Din Mominus. But over here, it's not. Over here, the reason why it's paka is because the essence Chatos He is not telling you that as long as it's in Tzuras Para, it exists. But in its next form, it doesn't exist. Because there is no next underlying source of Me'ila. You follow? Because you understand? There is no, in other words, in the first answer, just like the that which subjects it to Me'ila is that it's omed for Sreifa, that would, the same Svarish is subjected to Me'ila because it's omed for Azor. So now you're going to have to exclude the second one. But over here, there is no, what subjects it to Me'ila is simply Bilus, correct? And now what he's saying is that the essence of Paraduma really is the fact that it's a Chatas. That's the essence of the thing. So therefore, the Bilus rightfully is only Nitfas in the Shem Chatas Shabbat. You see, that makes sense. That's the way it should be. Because the whole, you see, Paraduma in general is a hybrid. Because it's not really like a regular carbon, because there's no condition of Mizbeach. But it has a din of Hodah. There is a din of Hodah there. So that's why he says the way the Torah set up the system is that it's Kachi Berek HaBayis, but the Kachi Berek HaBayis is involved with its Shem Chatos. Do you follow? So therefore, the concept is a unified concept. That's why it follows naturally, and it should be that way, that in order to have a Paraduma, a phenomenon of Paraduma, which is a hybrid, it's not Kachi Berek HaBayis, but yet there is, it has din of Hodah. Okay, in order to have such phenomenon, so it has to have some kind of condition. So the Kachi Berek HaBayis attaches itself to the Shem Chatas Shabbat, you see. But the moment the Shem Chatas is Paka, so then there's no more Kedusha, because there's no more need for it, so to speak. I mean, it's hard to explain concepts. I mean, you have to think into it yourself and see it. But that's what he's saying. It's a completely different idea than the way his first answer for the Rambam was. First answer, the Rambam, but the Svara was not really on the same level. It was an arbitrary exclusion, Exeris Akosov. But over here, it's a natural phenomenon that the whole concept of Paraduma is that it must be Nitfas. You see, it must be Nitfas B'Kedusha. So it's Nitfas B'Kedusha is better Kabayis, because it can't be Kedusha's Mizbeach, because it's not a carbon, not a regular carbon. It's like a hybrid in between. But there is a Din Avodah. So therefore, it's Nitfas B'Kedusha is better Kabayis as in line with its nature and its essence, which the Torah describes in two words, Chatas. So that's why the moment it ceases to be a Chatas, you can't do any Me'ila, because its underlying Kedusha was to support the Chatas. And now it's not a Chatas anymore. So there's no more need for the Kachi Berek HaBayis. So therefore, it simply doesn't exist. And there is no Me'ila. It's a whole different concept. See, whereas originally there's one continuity in the Paraduma in terms of Berek HaBayis continues into the Afer area. You see. So you need an exclusion. So you have to have an exclusion. Okay? But now he removed that because there's no underlying support from Mila. You follow what I'm saying? Okay. I'll put it simply. No, no, it's not arbitrary. No, let me see if I can put it in another way. We're trying to see the idea of it clearly. In the first answer, without the Xeris HaKosov, you would have naturally said, without a question, that Me'ila is in both cases. That Me'ila, you could do Me'ila in the Afer. You naturally said that, because the reason why there's Me'ila is because it's omed for something. And this is omed, it's something which is in Berek HaBayis, that's omed for Zoya, and therefore it should come under Me'ila. So you need Xeris HaKosov to remove it. But without the Xeris HaKosov, you never would say that it's not off Me'ila. Over here now, what he's saying with Maskana is there's no such a thing, there's no such an underpinning of Mila. Okay? It's just, everything is just tied to Bilus. If it's tied to Bilus, now all I have to do is identify what the thing is. And the Bilus naturally falls on that thing and that thing alone. You see the difference? There is the difference. In other words, the beauty of a Svara is in its simplicity. And in his final shot in the Rambam, the simplicity is clear. Because everything boils down to one thing, to Bilus. Now I simply have to identify what the object is. Okay? And Chatasi tells you, it tells you Chatasi what it is. And that's why the he is not like an extraneous exclusion. Chatasi is telling you that this is what it is, and this is what its Kedushas Berek HaBayis is Tofes. You see? This is what's Nitfas in the Kedushas Berek HaBayis. And that's all there is to it. It's very simple and beautiful. But according to the first way, there were two underlying reasons for Me'ila. I mean, two cases. There's Me'ila because it's subject to Sreifa. I mean, it's only the Sreifa, and there's Me'ila because of anything which is Kachya Berek HaBayis that has an objective that's omed for Hazoya is intrinsically... Is intrinsically mechayev mila. You understand? In other words, the substratum for mila was created by the fact that it's omid lazoya. So now you need to exercise a custom mafkia that principle over here. Okay, you need to exercise. That's a cumbersome formulation. In the final formulation, you don't need such a thing. You don't need a mafkia of he. To be mafkia, that this thing which should be chayev and me'ila is mafka. It's all very simple. There's only one thing. There's only bilus. And me'ila and berek bias is me'ila against the bilus of Hegdash. And now the question is a very simple question. Paradigma, what kind of phenomenon is it? And what is its essence? And what is the and what's nitvas in the bilus of Hegdash? And it's very simple. Chatasi, the third gives you the answer in two words. Chatasi. That answers the question. The only exclusions. Okay? Me'ila, what the essence of the Hegdash is totally zebazah. Because you're being moel against what the essence of the Hegdash is. So that's why it's totally zebazah. So that's what he's showing you. That if you're going to tell me there's objectives in Kachya Berek HaBayis, so then that's the essence of its Kedusha. And if that's the case, then there has to be Me'ila against it. So then you're going to need to exerce a custody mafkia. But if the essence is simply the bilus, now it's a different kind of a question. And the Torah simply just says, what is this? It's a unique phenomenon. You have to have an appreciation. You have to learn a little bit about paraduma. Have an appreciation of what paraduma is and why it is that way. That helps to understand what the Reb Chaim is saying here. That it's a unique phenomenon. And the way the Torah system set it up was to underpin it with Kedushas Berek HaBayis in order to have this phenomenon. But it, what is it? Chatas he is exactly answers the question of what it is. Okay? In the order of his presentation, you see, he takes you into the area of the Taisus mentions, which without precise definition, Taisus would seem to be right. And that's why he says, the Dov Tzarech Tam, what we were explaining yesterday. Why? Because without precise definition, so it would seem, that Kachya Berek HaBayis should be totally in some kind of monetary shavius value to the object. So once the object is not a barachi of pedia, it would seem it should cease to exist. Okay, but that is a different kind of a function. That's a function already of shavius. Masha einikain, a function of hazor, which is a function of a maisa in the realm of tahara, in the realm of tum of a tahara. Okay, that's a different kind of a phenomenon. So that's why that's why Reb Chaim has to answer the question, because he says Taisus on the surface would seem to be right, that if it can't do anything for Hegdish in terms of mominus, which is its essence, because it can't make money for Hegdash, you can't be poded, so it has no reason to exist. So that's why he has to say that when it comes to that, and that would seem to be logical, rational on the surface. So that's what Chaim says. So that needs an answer, needs an explanation. So the explanation is a precise definition that the Kedushas, that it doesn't even need that objective, an objective of mumminess it doesn't even need. You see, all it needs is the shame bilus of Hekdesh. Now once you come to that definition, so now you go back and to the case of Paraduma, and you will certainly remove the objective of the that's Omid Lazar. But he doesn't do that until he formulates his precise definition from the case of Kachim Berek Abaya Shemesu. You see, and once you see from there, you're going to have to, that forces you to formulate the precise definition. Once you have that precise definition, now you can backtrack to the case of the Paraduma and the Omid Lazar, and you'll certainly remove that. And once you remove that, he's showing you from that case that a precise definition is required in the Rambam, and that precise definition will exclude the whole concept of Omid Lazar. And once that's excluded, now you could naturally explain Chatasi. That's really the order of what he's doing. Once you're forced to the precise definition of Bailus, and it's not Toli anymore, and the fact that it brings something to Hegdish, and you force it up, now you'll kal v'chomer, you'll remove a substratum of Me'ila, that it's Omid Lazar. And once you remove that, now you're ready for what the definition of the thing is, and what the Bible's on. And then that's the final... okay, I mean, we linger a lot, but it's not a bad thing to try to get the plan precise, yeah. That's an important point. This point I have no question about. That the whole purpose of Mikdash is to be mafkia the Derech Avodah Zarah, and to instate the true Derech Avodah Hashem, and it's totally zeh bazeh. Insofar as a person is removed from Avodah Zarah, he's on the right track, and vice versa. Insofar as he's not on the right track, he's in Avodah Zarah. So, and that's why we're mispalled from Mikdash. And that's why the world really can't understand it. Because to the world it sounds crazy. We're mispalled to bring back sacrifices. We're going to sacrifice animals in the Mikdash. That's what we want to do. But they don't understand what the concept of Avodah is. And they never learned Kachim and they never understood it. So, therefore, to them, it sounds like you're going backwards. See? But really that the whole purpose of all the Kabbonis was... and remains a constant reminder for one thing, that man's tendencies are derech avodah zarah. That's his natural tendency. So his natural tendency is for avodah zarah. He's drawn to avodah zarah. And it's only through a tremendous effort and through tremendous chachma that man can pull himself away from his draw to Avodah Zarah, and that's what the Rambam explains, that in the Mikdash originally was necessary. Without the Kabbonos Hayom, you could never have Yetzias Mitzrayim. It just wouldn't take place. So it was necessary, and we're mispal for the return of the Mikdash as a constant reminder of this fact. And don't fool yourself into thinking that we, in this day and age, that we're advanced, because we're very, very primitive. I say 90% of the people believe in figurines and angels and astrology and all these nonsensical things. So you see that's the derech ha'odam. I mean, that's the natural man without chachma, Hashem, without chachma. That's what he's drawn to. So that's what Mesmal, Vahashev Zavod, Rebbe Secho, should be a constant reminder of the removal of the man's tendencies to us. But, you see, it seems to me like this. It seems to me that there's a